This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Happy Tuesday, 6 past the hour. 22nd day of October. Scott Henin on break today. Brought to you in part by our friends at North Dakota Concrete. You've heard a lot about concrete strength. We've seen concrete strength for over a century now. Let's take a look at the safety. You're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire, my friends. Go to ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com. What's on your mind? Scotty Henin's off. Governor Ed Schaefer sitting in for Mr. Henin. Yes. Morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. It's good to be on What's On Your Mind today. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott. This is Scott's birthday. He's spending some time with his family today, and I was pleased to be able to sit in behind the microphone here for What's On Your Mind. This is What's On Your Mind. It's your show. Give us a call at 701-258-0550 or toll free 1-800-228-0550. Let us know what you want to talk about, what's going on, what the news is, what you're thinking about. A lot of interesting things floating around out there, both nationally and locally, so we're looking forward to hear from you. You can text Todd in Bismarck at 701-226-8503 or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I haven't figured out which screen those emails are coming in on yet, but when they come in, we'll be sure to get to them. Thank you. And so we're going to open up the phone lines right away at 9:30, at our 9:30 segment after the break. Governor Doug Burgum is going to be joining us. He's just declared an emergency declaration because of the wet conditions, the agriculture's difficulties, and we want to talk to the governor about what's going on in the state, how it's going to affect us, what's the impact on the economy, how it might affect even the next legislative session. So we're looking forward to having the governor join us at the 9:30 hour. So let's get started. We've got some callers already. Fred from Wing has been meeting. Fred, you want to talk about last night's meeting with the governor? Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Maybe. Hello, Fred. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Fred.
Yes.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. You wanted to talk a little bit about last night's meeting?
Yes, Mr. Schaefer, and it's an honor. Scott informed us yesterday. I want to thank KFYR and all the people there for informing us about this meeting, and I just wondered if anyone would like to know what a man who's been farming for 45 years would my perspective on the meeting. I drove up to Fessenden last night, driving through water on both sides of the ditches. We got into the Fessenden Fairgrounds, or the Wells County Fairgrounds, and we drove in, and there was cars coming in from everywhere. It was full. They put out chairs, and they had a real nice facility there, and they had cookies and coffee for us, and the governor came a little bit later. They were checking water. They were looking at water, and as I got there, I looked in, and I just want to tell you about the people who were there last night, Mr. Schaefer. There was a, right behind me was a little girl eating a cookie. She didn't really know what was going on. To my right was a gentleman that I've known, and she was from Kidder County. There was a gentleman from Sheridan County who knew my dad. He was there. My friends, my peers were all there. A friend from Wells County talked about his cattle, and he's a good cattleman, and I know him real well. And I'm from Burley County, but we were up there all together as one unit, talking to the governor, talking to all these people. The gentleman sitting beside me was 83 years old, and he'd never seen anything like this. They talked about a lot of things that, there was ranchers there that were from Stutzman County, Wells County, Eddy County, all over, and it was just a real wonderful meeting. And the people there, Mr. Schaefer, were humbled. I mean, these people don't usually do this, drive up and share their thoughts, but it was a good thing for everyone. We were able to get out our frustrations, what's happening, and it's terrible up that area too, and it's like that in other counties, and it was really important for the people to get this out, and the governor was well represented. There was only one part that I saw that there was no representation, and that was the clergy, sir. I don't. They might have been there, but they weren't. They didn't talk, and there was no resistance to it. And these people right now, I just want to call on the people. We need to have prayer for this. And the Bible says, if my people, and those were his people there last night, sir. Yes, they were. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Well, there was humble people there yesterday, sir. And seek my face, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. And we need to, I really would like to see the governor today when he comes on, call a national day of prayer or a statewide day of prayer for all the ones that are hurt. There are 42 counties involved from what we heard last night. And if the clergy wasn't there or didn't want to speak up, I can understand it. But we can all talk to God, and we all need to do it, sir.
Well, we appreciate your comments, Fred, and thanks for interjecting the faith-based portion that was missing in the meeting last night, because as we know, as we face these difficult times, faith-based people coming together, you know, building that community, comforting one another, you know, those are the kinds of things that are important. And we talk about mental health, financial strain, you know, the difficulties that are there by coming together in your church, coming together in the church community, coming together as a faith-based support effort, you know, really, really is strong. And we appreciate the power of prayer as well. So thanks, Fred. We appreciate your comments. Thanks for joining us today and letting us know about how the meeting went and adding your faith-based program to the effort. So appreciate it, Fred.
Thank you,
good to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
Okay, sounds good. Next up, we have Craig. We've got Craig over in Moorhead. Craig's been holding on for a while, but I think we've got time to jam him in here before the break.
Yes, hello, Governor.
Hey.
I think a call for two things. First, it might be time to break into the legacy fund for some help for the farmers, but that's not what I called about. I've always been leery of conspiracy theories and statements like deep state and industrial military complex. But now in the age of Trump, I think there's something to all three of those things. This vendetta to get him out of office the day he got in office. And we've got to have wars everywhere. I'm beginning to wonder, what's your thoughts? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, it's really interesting, Craig, you know, when you think about that. And I think that what it comes down to is, what's the definition of deep state? What's the definition of military complex? You know, let's set the military aside and talk about the deep state. There, having been in Washington, D.C., there is no doubt in my mind that there is an effort for long-term, permanent employees of our government to try to run the show. So, you know, somebody's elected. Bill Clinton gets elected in 1992, and when he gets elected in 1992, he comes in, he puts a cabinet member in charge of each of the federal agencies. And the stories that come out of people that are sitting there that have been a long term,
I can imagine,
and say, my goodness, we can wait you out. You know, you're here for a short period of time, and we'll wait you out. And in the meanwhile, we're going to leak to the press. We're going to leak the stuff. I remember having a conversation with Christy Whitman, Governor Christy Whitman from New Jersey, when she was head of the EPA, and, you know, she was getting ready to make an announcement of a policy change, a policy direction that the George W. Bush administration wanted to take. And before she had a chance to do that, you know, permanent employees there at EPA who said, we know better, we know what's going on, we know the direction of this, you know, where we need to go, they leaked the information, they put out to opposing sides all the stuff, so that when Christy Whitman was able to get up there and do her press release and her press conference, you know, the opposition was already there.
They
all
were
the
ready.
Talking points were there,
yeah.
Everything. And they just, you know, shot it down right away in the media. And that's an example of over and over and over again how difficult it is for change to happen in Washington, D.C., for people to come in and say, we're going to do it differently. I don't want to hear we've always done it this way. You know, we're going to try to figure out how to lower costs. We're going to try to figure out how to be more efficient in our delivery. You're fought with it all the time.
By that bureaucracy
and this. I was
the swamp. Yeah.
It is the swamp. And I was really fortunate at USDA because USDA is a different department. They're all rural farm kids that, you know, grew up and got into government policy. But the stories that I heard from other cabinet officials in other departments are just, you know, it just makes you want to throw up your hands. Like, it's impossible to
Sounds
do.
Sounds like
it.
A great argument for term limits.
It is a great argument for term limits. After being out there, I'm fully convinced term limits are need to be done.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in Watford City. They've got the big Rough Rider Center 2019 annual fall festival coming up October 26th. Starts at 11, goes till 4, straw barrel maze and carnival games and all kinds of stuff. $5 per person, ages 2 and under, are in free in Watford. Coming up next Saturday, What's on Your Mind?
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Brought to you by our friends at Schweitzer's. Boy, I hear Scott and Todd talk about Schweitzer's all the time. I almost want to drive to Bismarck just to get in on this.
You should.
But if you're a North Dakota deer hunter, right now, if you bring in your deboned deer to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats at their Moffitt plant, you are guaranteed to get your own deer back, which is important to a lot of deer hunters I know. So call the store, 701-751-0319. 751-0319. Any questions? Remember, Schweitzer's makes all kinds of sticks, jerky. I call it blind food. You're in the duck blind, the deer blind, whatever, summer sausage, deer bacon. Of course, the best country-style sausage in the area. Say you heard it on the show, get a discount, 625 South Washington in Bismarck, or call them 701-751-0319. Schweitzer's. Nobody does it better. Sitting in for Scott Henin, former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer.
Hey, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Thank you for holding on over those breaks. And we're good to be with you here on October 22nd, Tuesday, on a dreary North Dakota day. But it's always a good day in North Dakota, whatever that day is. So we're glad to have you listening in this morning. This is your show, and we want to know what's on your mind. So give us a call at 258-0550 locally in the Bismarck Exchange. Toll-free 800-228-0550. You can text Todd 701-226-8503. And we'll get you on, find out what you're thinking about. We have some open time here at 9:30. The governor's going to join us, talk about the emergency declaration that he just issued yesterday for the state based on the tough agriculture conditions that are out there. And he's had some listening sessions around the state. We want to find out what he's been hearing. And we've had a couple of calls about that today so far already as well. So thank you for that. Other than that, we have an open mic. We've got open phone lines. We have a few minutes here for our next break. Give us a call. Find out what's going on. We talk about anything here on this show, whatever you want to talk about. There's lots of news locally, lots of news here happening statewide and across the nation, politically, economically. Agriculture, manufacturing, energy, you bring it to the table, we can have a chat about it.
We were talking during the break, Ed, too, with Todd about the snow. Not as much in the eastern part of the state, but, central portions, 20-plus inches. And I just got to imagine that if you're not directly involved with a farming operation, you're still concerned just because of all that depends on agriculture, and not just North Dakota, Minnesota and South Dakota as well. I know there's standing water. There's been standing water down on my father-in-law's farm south of Aberdeen all summer. It's crazy the amount of rain we got, and then you add this snow. I just think I'm just feeling for the farmers that are trying to figure out what's going to happen here. Do you think the state's going to, I know we can ask the governor at 9:30, but we're going to get that a federal emergency declaration? Because that's the gateway, isn't it, really?
It is the gateway, and, of course, the first step to that is to have the governor's emergency declaration. I don't know. I suspect, yes, I don't know what all the situation is in the federal government programs these days. But, certainly on a county-by-county basis, where the portion of the emergency declaration has to be a certain amount of economic damage projected before you can get that declaration. On a county by county basis, those thresholds are pretty high. And so I think that the governor has obviously collected the data. They've done the assessments. They're figuring that there's going to be that huge physical damage as well as the economic damage out there, and has declared the emergency declaration. That really is, unless you haven't met those thresholds, the federal government is pretty good about coming in and saying, okay, we agree. Unless there was some county said, oh, by the way, we've got a, 10% problem, but we're going to declare a 50% problem. And, so we can get the aid. Those kinds of things, the governor has to assess before making this. So I'm pretty confident that while the governor has done the declaration, it leads the way to the feds. And I can't imagine why the federal government wouldn't chime in with a federal declaration as well.
Is that going to be enough, considering the level of disaster we're probably going to be dealing with?
It's never enough. Just no way you can make people whole. But at least, with the combined between the federal and state emergency programs, and with everything from transportation, from farm income, from mental health situations, any way we can do it, any way that happens, there are many, many programs that you can click in, and we want to make sure we get them all to the advantage of the agriculture folks who are suffering out there right now. We have a call from Greg. Greg in Bismarck, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Ed. This is Greg Larson. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Greg. How are you? Good to hear you.
Good. Good. I want to sort of cheat and maybe do a little bit of a public service announcement. You're talking about the high water and all the issues.
Yes.
And I sit on the Burley County Water Resource District, and I'm also on the National Association of Realtors National Flood Insurance Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's ever a time for a homeowner to consider buying flood insurance, this would probably be the year. You know, all the conditions are there, and in North Dakota, the fact is 70% of all flood losses happen outside of a floodplain. So if
outside
people are
of
thinking they're not in a floodplain, yeah, outside. So mm-hmm, if people mm-hmm. are thinking they're not in trouble, they sure could be. And, you know, fact of the matter is, if you're in a floodplain, flood insurance can be pretty expensive. But if you're outside of the floodplain, it's not so terrible.
And Greg, where do people get flood insurance? I mean, you can see it when you're going into these kind of wet conditions, and you know the spring is going to be worse than it is this fall.
Yeah.
Where do we go for flood insurance?
You should be able to go to just about any insurance agent. And one of the things that's happening is there's several private carriers now in the state that can be pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, talk to your insurance agent. Talk to most of them either carry it or know how to get it, you know, who you should talk to.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, this is a year, you know, flood insurance isn't perfect. It doesn't cover everything. But as one who's gone through a flood and I know what the costs are, it sure can make a big difference. So
You live down by the river, right?
Yeah. We enjoyed 2011 a lot.
But that's important. And normally flood insurance is kind of tied to your mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have a federally insured loan, you know, FHA or a federally insured loan, and you live in a floodplain, you must carry flood insurance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
your whole attitude has always been, you don't need it, so you don't buy it. Well, this might be the year you need it.
This might be the year. And, by the way, you have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance or something, right? So you can go right to your agent that you're normally dealing with and have them add a rider onto your policy for flood insurance.
Right. And they should also check, there's going to be a lot of groundwater issues, I believe, with all the saturation we have.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And that's not covered by flood insurance, but you can get a rider on your homeowners for that.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate the advice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks for talking to me.
Be thinking about that flood insurance out there because it's going to be important for you homeowners. Good deal. We've got I think we can squeeze you in quickly, James, before the break. We've got just a few minutes here, but
James, why don't you hang on through the break and we'll get it after the break.
Great.
Yeah, we're coming up. We got the
All right, this is What's On Your Mind. Scott Hennon is off today. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in, and hang with us on the break. We'll be right back, and we'll get a chance to talk to James.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Ring him up.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is currently behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor expected to be talking with that panel about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Taylor is the one who, in a series of text messages with other administration officials, said he thought it was, quote, crazy to withhold military aid from Ukraine for help in a political campaign. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking another tumble. The 95-year-old hospitalized after suffering a minor pelvic fracture, Carter's second fall this month. The first one, just over a week ago, resulted in him needing over one dozen stitches over his eye. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Past the hour, brought to you by our friends at SecureEnergyFuture.com. North Dakota's late night industry provides good paying jobs to more than 14,000 North Dakotans, also keeps lights on for more than 2 million families in the upper Midwest, not just in North Dakota. The industry represents $18 billion worth of investment in the state of North Dakota. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.com. SecureEnergyFuture.com. It's What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennin taking a break on his birthday. So former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer is sitting in for Scotty on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Good to be with you on this North Dakota Day. This great North Dakota Day. Glad to have you with us. This is What's on Your Mind. Give us a call at 258-0550 in the local Bismarck Exchange area or toll-free 800-228-0550. You can text Todd as well at 701-226-8503, and we'll get you on the air, find out what you're on your mind, what you're thinking about, and get some advice and observation from you, the listeners out there, which is really important. Right now, we're waiting for the governor to join us here, but let's try to get James in. James, thanks for holding in over the break. We appreciate that. James in Bismarck, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Yeah, my wife is on a ventilator and got a trach in and all this stuff, and I found out just lately that there's no place in North Dakota that's got respiratory therapy, you know, 24 hours a day, like nursing homes and stuff. And I think it's just crazy that, you know, the state like this here don't have a place like that. I mean, they've got all kinds of nursing homes, and a few of them's got ventilators. But none of them have got RT on staff 24 hours a day.
And what? And so you would go there instead of going to a hospital or, when did you say, a nursing home or something?
Yeah, when she was at Vibra Hospital here in Mandan, and they was ready to move her out of the hospital to a lesser care place because you can only stay so many days with Medicare, and they wanted to move her to Red Wing, Minnesota, and I'm from the southwest corner of North Dakota.
Yeah. Huh.
And that's the closest place, they said, that takes patients, you know, that need RT 24 hours a day.
Sure, sure. Well, that's a tough one. So is that an issue of home care, James? You know,
Nursing homes not having them.
Or nursing home, yeah, is it a home care issue? Yeah. Is it nursing home doesn't have the capacity to take people over to a, you know,
well,
to a center.
Well, they've got the capacity, but they don't have the RTs there, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I see. So it's a 24-hour day issue.
Yeah.
So we're not fully staffed?
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you, Red Wing's a beautiful part of the state of Minnesota, I guess.
If need be, huh? Yeah. But, no, we appreciate the difficult situation you're in, James, especially, living down in southwestern Indy.
They tell me there's been lots of patients they've had to transfer over there because there's not a place in North Dakota.
I'm sure that you are just one example of a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Which is always the case. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
I talked to the governor's office. I've talked to John Hogan's office.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe to get the air out on the radio would more people would get calling them and find out what's going on, why we can't have something like this in North Dakota.
I think that's a great idea. We've got the governor coming on here. We have the insurance commissioner coming on later in the program. And like you say, I mean, these things are driven by the people and the need. Get out there. If anybody listening to us that has a respiratory therapy need in our state, call the governor's office, call the insurance department, call the commerce department, call the health department because they oversee the long-term care and the nursing facilities, the assisted living facilities. So we appreciate the call, James, and thanks for bringing that to our attention. Do we have the governor yet? Is the governor online?
Yep.
We do. Governor Burgum from the great state of North Dakota joins What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Governor.
Morning, Ed.
We're glad to have you with us.
Great to be with you, and you're the perfect host for today's topic. As former Secretary of Agriculture, former governor, you understand what's going on in ag country, and yesterday we had a chance to spend time in four counties, the Grand Forks, Cass, Stutzman, and Wells. And, have to say that, and everybody in the farm country and ranch country knows this, but this is really unprecedented for us as a state. I mean, we're a state that knows that's resilient, and innovative and hardworking, and we've dealt with spring floods, since the beginning of the state of North Dakota. But to have this kind of flooding in the fall, and for the people that aren't farmers and ranchers, the thing to understand why this is so different. In the spring when we got a flood, the ground's frozen, and all the farmers and ranchers, their inputs are in the shed. Inputs meaning that they're the dollars that they're putting at risk to grow a crop. Now we're in a situation where not only do all those farmers and ranchers have all of their inputs at risk, whether it's, silage or soybeans or corn or dry edible or sunflowers or beets or potatoes, because every crop in North Dakota is affected, they're at risk, and now we've got literally billions and billions of dollars of unharvested crops that are out there, and farmers that can't get to their cattle, they can't cut their silage, they can't they can't harvest what they have, and if they do, they're at risk of wrecking expensive machinery that's getting buried to their axles. And then we've also got the issue with roads, because we've got township roads. I'm not even talking farm to market. I'm talking field to farm roads. They're so saturated. So we've got a complete economic system all the way through value added, because if we can't harvest the potatoes, then what happens to the workers at the Cavendish or Simplot? If we've only got 44% of the sugar beet crop in, what happens to the people who work at Crystal Sugar? So we're in a true crisis like we've never been before in ag country in North Dakota. And yesterday over 700 people showed up at the four listening sessions, and we got a chance to hear firsthand from all the challenges that's going on and all the stress that exists out in the country today.
Governor, you outlined the challenges that are out there. This is an unprecedented situation that we have here in North Dakota and the Red River Valley region especially, but it's Western North Dakota too, and you declared a statewide emergency effort, and we were talking earlier on the show that, those statewide emergency declarations come from an assessment of damage. They have to meet a certain threshold to be able to make those things. You heard from a lot of people yesterday, as you said, 700 people showed up. And if 700 people showed up, that's only a small fraction of the people who are affected or have concerns out there. So you heard their concerns. You've done the emergency declaration. What do we do about it? You know, what opportunities do we have for the state to come in? If the federal government concurs and puts in a federal disaster declaration. I was in the office for 8 years. I had 12 federal disaster declarations. So I know how you go through these things, and I don't mean to make light of it. It's a very difficult thing. But, you know, what relief can you give out there for our farmers, ranchers, landowners, as well as, the state economy? I mean, this is going to be a huge effect.
Well, like I said, Ed, you're the perfect host to have on this morning. I mean, you were in office during the incredible floods of 1997. You understand the impact it can have on infrastructure in cities as well as the country. I mean, we were in Grand Forks yesterday. They had 800 tons of debris at the pickup, just inside the city of Grand Forks. 525 tons of sheetrock and carpet came out of people's basements, over 250 tons of debris from trees going down. That's just from one city. And then on the other end of the state, you know, out there, we're there for the Williston Airport opening, and it, you know, standing water in unharvested fields, you know, in Williston in early October. And these are fields mm-hmm. that probably have never had standing water even in May or June. I mean, you know, farmers out there were like, I didn't know our fields could hold water. So it is truly statewide, and some of these folks were in tough shape before the winter storm hit. And so I think is your question is, what can you do? I mean, as of Friday, we had 8 counties and 4 cities that had issued flood emergency declarations. We've got a 30% production loss threshold for the USDA secretarial disaster designation. We think that there's going to be 41 counties already out of our state, which is, you know, 80% of the counties that are already at that level. And we've got, like I said, we've got some crops, are less than 10% harvested. So I think that we could truly end up with virtually every county in the state meeting that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that, as you know, when you get these federal disaster declarations, whether it's at the USDA level or the presidential level is 1 million statewide threshold for public infrastructure, and I'm sure we'll be above that. But it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve everything. I mean, they help to a degree, but at the state level, we got to continue to be really thoughtful. And the other piece, which we heard loud and clear from the ranchers in the state, is that there are more programs, better programs relative to crop insurance and crop loss insurance for those people that are farming, versus there are, you know, programs that can support people that are struggling in terms of how they're managing their fall ranching. And this is a huge issue. We were driving by miles and miles of hay bales in, you know, sitting in ditches and sitting in fields with water, you know, half up the bale. And this is people that last spring and summer, they had wet conditions. So some of the hay they've already put up's got mold. The stuff they put up this fall, they can't get to. And then, of course, if we have a freeze up with the ground completely saturated and then every culvert's going to freeze solid, that ice becomes like a plug in a culvert, as you know. And that's, exacerbates spring flooding. And for everybody providing inputs, we've got some counties that have normally 65% of the fertilizer would be put on the fall, and it's been zero has been put on because people don't have the crop off, much less doing their fall work. And so the anxiety, this is a marathon, not a sprint. This isn't going to get fixed with, you know, 2 weeks or a month of good weather. Everybody in, you know, out in the country farming and ranching is, you know, set up for, challenges for the long haul, including over the entire winter and through next spring. So big challenges ahead for North Dakota.
You know, Governor, most people think of your background as in technology, but you grew up in the agriculture arena, so I think that you've got a sense for what's going on here. And I liked your idea of putting all the state agencies together, for this response, to bring all the departments and agencies together to say, okay, here's how we can deal with this. Here's our emergency programs. Here are the regulations or rules that we can put a hold on for a while or whatever the case may be, in kind of a one-stop shopping situation there. Do your cabinet budgets and the state budget include, you know, some emergency dollars that are in there, some ways that you can deal with this directly?
Well,
check that out.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Back.
It's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, started in 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Doesn't matter what you need in your residential services, furnace, air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater, bathroom remodels, I mean, right down the line. And a lot of people are switching from propane to natural gas, like myself. If you need that piping done, or maybe natural gas piping for your grill, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Go to hatandsons.com or give them a call, 701-223-3393. Scott in and off for his birthday today on What's on Your Mind, sitting in the fantastic former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer.
Yes, and we're glad to be with you on What's on Your Mind. We're visiting with the great North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Doug yesterday had traveled around the state, had listening sessions on the difficult agriculture situation that we're in today, unprecedented in North Dakota, and tough times. Governor, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, what the state can do, and I mentioned that I liked your idea of kind of bringing all of the state agencies and departments together to look at holistically, or, you know, in a one-stop shopping, if you will, you know, the ways that you can put the programs together. Are there emergency budgets? Are there, you know, do the departments have emergency lines in their budget? The state government's got some emergency programs and funding. Are your departments ready and willing to respond to the difficult economic situation we're going to have?
Governor, Ed, you understand this well, and you probably really pioneered it with your cabinet for a day, capital for a day, when you take everybody in the cabinet out to these communities, because that's really what we're doing. Yesterday, we had, you know, General Dorman, who leads our National Guard and also leads the Department of Emergency Services, you know, Cody Schultz, who's got Homeland Security, Emergency Services, the NDDOT, the State Water Commission, assistant engineer, you know, Department of Human Services for related to all the things with farm stress and health. We had Ag Commissioner Doug Goring there. We had the representatives from all the CODEL offices, because, you know, a lot of this is federal assistance. So folks from, you know, Hovind's, Kramer and Armstrong's offices were there. So really trying to do a whole of government approach and get everybody there so everybody could benefit from hearing directly from our producers about the challenges that they're facing. But, you know, with, you know, the budgets are pretty lean, and there's not money that's just sitting around in state budgets. You know, we do have a small disaster relief fund that is, you know, set up. There was a lot of questions about, you know, what could the Bank of North Dakota do relative to, you know, new programs or things to bridge because of, you know, with the real, there's an issue really here about cash flow. So we heard a lot of good ideas, and Ag Commissioner herself, we got a list of action items from yesterday that we're going to take forward. And we were, you know, fortunate that those stops yesterday, we had, you know, strong turnout from our legislators that were there. They got a chance to also hear from those folks that are really hurting. And we're going to take all the input from yesterday and see what we can do, because, you know, the state of North Dakota, like I said, when we say unprecedented, this is not spring flooding. This is when fall flooding, when we've literally got billions of dollars of corn and soybean and pulse crops and potatoes and sugar beets, billions out there that may not come in. You know, this is something like our state's never seen before, and it's going to, there's no roadmap. So we've got to figure out a new path forward, and it's going to take some innovation, and it may take the legislature, you know, coming together to decide that if this is new territory, we may not have all the tools in place today to react to something like this, and we may have to do something that hasn't been done before.
You know, it's yes, and thank you for encouraging the legislature to, you know, because this is an unreal situation. We haven't dealt with it before, where you have such flooding in the fall here, and what's that going to lead to the spring? Because we know this isn't over. If we have this much water now, what's going to happen with our spring runoff? It's going to be very difficult. One of the things, Governor, that I've grown to appreciate a lot more, visiting with my lovely former First Lady Nancy Schaefer, who, you know, as you know, grew up on a farm and ranching operation in Montana. You know, one of the things she very emotionally talks about is the stress that's put on the whole family when you lose a crop or when you go through a difficult type of situations. You know, it isn't just that income that comes off the crop that and the cash flow that you have a problem with, but the stress, the emotional, you know, the health and well-being of the whole family in these kinds of situations. Did you hear about that yesterday?
Well, we certainly did, Ed, and heard about it loud and clear. I mean, we're grateful for the incredible, you know, North Dakota, we're blessed with, you know, some of the hardest working, most innovative, most efficient farmers and ranchers in the world right here. You know that. I mean, the incredible people, and we got people that care about each other, care about their neighbors. But this is so extreme right now. I mean, there are folks that are out there. Their resiliency is really being tested. I mean, this is the kind of fall that somebody's going to be telling their grandkids about if they make it through. But I know that there are people that have got cash flow situations. If you're a younger, younger farmer, rancher, you may have, more leverage, not as strong a balance sheet. You got the weight of four or five generations on your shoulder. I got to keep this thing going. And you could see and feel the pressure, in the eyes and in the voices of everybody we met with yesterday. And we were very open about it. I mean, one thing we don't want to lead in the U.S. on is the U.S., North Dakota leads the country in farm suicides. And that's not something we want to lead in. So whether it's dialing 211, three simple numbers, 211, statewide helpline, confidential. Talk to people about what you're feeling and your challenges, or, talk to your faith-based organization. Talk to
Thanks, Doug.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. I come from an athletic background. I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.